Hello everyone, this is Grow an Online Business, the podcast where we go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. This week we are going to be going over what we did this week, the wrap up on what happened on the website, what I could have done a little bit better, and then what I did that is apparently working. And for the psychology lesson, we will be going over the psychological principle of being transparent about your strategic failings when it comes to your business. And believe it or not, customers actually like when you admit you were wrong. And to wrap up the podcast, we will be going over our forward-looking plan. So we will be talking about all of the things we intend to work on the website and business for next week. So stick around. All right, so first things first, week ending wrap up. We are finishing off this week at 51 users, which is up 8.5%, so not too bad. I'm still having to use Universal Analytics. My GA4 was apparently not quite hooked up right. It seemed to drop off. It was working on, it looked like it was working on Monday morning, and then it just absolutely crashed to zero, and it shows that I only had 4 users. So I don't think GA4 is working quite right. So today I went ahead and I re-uploaded the coding in the head code in order to have it capture all of the information it's supposed to be capturing, so we will see how that works. And so, as far as the countries go, still primarily the United States, 82.5% of the traffic is coming from the United States. It looks like my organic is doing okay. I would have liked to see a little bit more growth in the organic traffic, but again, that's just going to be seen. Now, what I did this week, I did make some changes. I haven't changed any fundamental stuff like I did last week when I changed the actual layout and visual, basically walkthrough of the pages. I changed them completely last week. So this week, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing any structural changes on my website. What I did go back and do is I switched. I was using the SEO plugin, because I'm doing a WordPress website. So I had a plugin for the SEO that kind of tracks it, tells me how I'm doing on there, just as a kind of a double check. And I was using Rank Math. I switched over to Yoast SEO. So I had to go back in and redo all of the stuff in order to put the keyword in to make sure that it was proper and so forth. So I did do that. And when I did, I noticed that a little, I think my articles or more my blogs were a little bit thin where they didn't need to be. So I added in a frequently asked questions section on almost all of my blogs. So I will go back in and finish doing that up. And then I kind of filled in a few areas. Basically, when I pulled that article back up, I reread it. And then I thought, oh man, I see some things I would have liked to have done differently. I added in a little bit more information that I didn't have in there the first time. And then I added in the frequently asked questions so that just in case there was an additional question that maybe you thought, whoa, man, I also makes me wonder about this. Boom, I added those sections in. So I did really a lot of thickening up or adding to kind of fattening up those articles. So we'll see if that makes any difference with them showing up in search as well. So again, I don't have that many articles. I think I have between articles and podcasts on the website, I believe there's, I don't know, in the neighborhood of 30. So I think it's realistically about half articles and half podcasts. So it is a little bit thinner content on the website than I would like, because the podcasts are generally pretty short and my articles are only about 2,000 words a piece. I haven't really fattened them up yet. I will be continually adding, updating, and pushing those to contain more information so that they will become the only spot you need to go to if you're interested in any of that information. I break it up into little easy to digest nuggets with a lot of headings, subheadings. I try and make it really, really easy, really easily digestible if you are in fact interested in it. And then I have added on the table of contents up at the top. It's a collapsible table of contents, so it should make reading those articles just a little bit easier. And I know Google likes when you do that. So it hopefully will start showing up a little bit more in organic traffic. It looked like the only day I got the most organic traffic was Wednesday, and Wednesday was my best day. Anyway, the entire week, I had 8 social, 3 organic, and 6 direct people to the website on that day. So anyway, that was my biggest day. And usually it is about the middle of the week. It is my biggest time, and then it kind of drops off on the weekends. Hopefully people are spending time with their friends and family, so they're not looking up how how to build their business on the weekends. But if you are, great. And so anyway, and now let's go over the psychological lesson or the psychological principle. And so this week, the psychological principle that we're going to be going over is being transparent. This one's pretty easy for me because I have a lot of strategic failings. I have a lot of things that I could be doing better, and I don't mind saying it. Like if I'm posting something incorrectly, I'll tell you, man, I posted it, it bombed, it did not work, and so I've had to switch it up and change it. According to Fiona Lee, she's a social psychologist, she said that providing that companies admit to their strategic failings, that the rather than blaming it on external factors, oh, well, it was because of this, because of that. Instead of doing that, they just say, hey, we screwed up. As long as they're attempting to solve the problem, customers appreciate it. So I will straight up say, anytime I notice or that somebody tells me, hey, you're doing that wrong, I will absolutely admit that I was doing it wrong. I don't mind being that person to say, ooh, shush, you're right. I absolutely am doing that wrong. I'm going to switch that up right now. But I also follow it up with trying to solve the problem. So I will try and find another way of doing it so that it works better the next time. Because realistically, if I'm not getting better, I'm getting worse. So there's no just staying the same and doing it like that. So being transparent about any of your failings, and admitting them, and then just saying, hey, this is what I'm going to try and do to make it better. If you're running your business, you're running your website, and you don't mail out the products when you say you're going to mail them out, don't blame it on the post office, unless it in fact is the post office's fault. But don't blame it on the shipper if you just didn't get it to the shipper on time. Admit, hey, you know what, guys, we apologize. We had some things going on in the office. We didn't get it out there on time. But you know what? Hey, here's a 5% off on your next purchase. Or hey, here's a sticker. Or here's a something. Try and do something to make it right. And if you are, then your customers will appreciate that. And they will then be much more loyal and happier with the service that you're giving them. So anyway, keep that in mind. Don't be afraid to admit when you've made a problem or when you've made a mistake. Or are having a problem with something. All right, so that being said, that's where we're at. So this week, that's all I have to go over, to be honest. So the last part of this website will be forward-looking plans. So what I plan to do this week in the website and in the business. And so here's basically what it is. Last week, I told you that I had gotten... I had actually redid the entire website, reposted it, made all new pages, made everything completely different, which I did. And then I added some products. I did, in fact, add products onto the website. I have since made a mistake. So I messed up when I was doing it. I put it in using WooCommerce, and then I used the WooCommerce subscription plugin or subscription add-on. So I added that in, I put it all together. I didn't install the API right. So when anybody tried to purchase the products that were on my website, it said in test mode. So I did not do that right. And as it turns out, after talking to my one of my friends who actually hosts my website for me, he said, you know what, I've got a better way of doing it. So I'll keep you filled in on how that goes. So I will be switching from WooCommerce, the add-on. I'm still going to be using WooCommerce in general. So I'm still going to be using that on my website in order to maintain the products. But I won't be using the subscription add-on. I will be taking care of the subscription part. with a separate thing. And so anyway, I'll go over that next week once I figure out what it is and then how to do it. I will let you know, because I'm going to need to walk through on how to set that up. But at any rate, that's what I'm going to be working on next week, is getting those products available for actual purchase, and getting those subscription-based products put up so that they can be purchased, and then it'll be on an automatic every month, tuk, 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 so that there's no question or no having to re-get a hold of somebody or try and rebill every single month. That would be a nightmare. So anyway, that's where I'm at with that. So guys, hit me up. Let me know. Jump on the Facebook group if you would. If you have any questions or anything else you guys would like to go over, please, please, please jump on that Facebook group. That is where we will be getting together and discussing, going over and talking about all things business. So if you are, in fact, growing your own online business, or if you are considering growing your online business, please do jump in there, drop me a line, send me a message, send me an IM, a DM, or whatever it is on Facebook, and let me know, hey, this is the type of business that I'm thinking about getting going, or hey, I'm looking at trying to take my brick and mortar, putting it online, I'm not sure where to start. Just whatever questions you might have, be sure to add them in there. There's going to be people who are in the group who can help answer that question. If I don't know the answer, I'll straight up put, you know what, I'm not sure, I don't know the answer. I'll either find it for you, or we'll have somebody else in the group who has that answer for you and can help you out. So please, again, like, subscribe, and definitely do rate this podcast if you find it of any value whatsoever on your favorite platform that you use to listen to it. I've noticed that it's on several platforms. And then for any of you that know how to do podcasts, I really don't. So I'm going to be, this has just been a struggle since I've got it going, and I have not been able to get onto Apple Podcasts. I would love to hear how to do that. I've read blogs. I've resubmitted. I've contacted them. I've done everything I know to do, and I just cannot get this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Strange that I can put it on my phone. I have it in my phone on Apple Podcasts by putting in the actual URL, but it doesn't just show up there naturally, so it's not being broadcast out except for if you actually put it in yourself. So I will put in the notes the URL so that you can, in fact, grab it if you want it and you're listening on Apple Podcasts, but obviously, if you're listening to it, you're probably not listening to it on Apple Podcasts. You're using your favorite. Anyway, enough said. I digress. I'm going to go back. All right. So next week, we will be talking about something else. It does get a little bit better. And I will keep you informed on what's happened on the website. And then we'll go over some more future plans. I do have some other future plans that I think are going to be getting pretty exciting, but we'll see how that goes as we get there. Other than that, that's it for me this week. Thanks so much for sticking around. Appreciate it. And be sure to drop in on Facebook. Thanks, guys.